They ever use, did you ever see them use those big animals that look like cows?
I see them in the show, but I never see the what is in it. Yeah, I don't see them. I don't see that, yeah. Three of them. Used to have a bill. Used to have a bill, had a man back there, had a bucket of them. Used to pull logs up the swamp with them.
How'd they do that?
They had a yoke put on their neck. It's a kind of a big old wood or something like that, a piece of wood.
Huh?
That day after the harvest, it was a good big log. He had his beard, kind of wood like this, but a big stick on the neck and on a hook on this side. He'd hook up there somewhere, and put a pin in it, and then that's all he put. That beard could pull too. He came like he had a ditch. If he was good boy, he'd buy it, call that buy it, walk out of that buy it, give it a boy. If he was good, he'd pass out of heat to it. So he called that kid, they come on out and he'd kill it. Cotton wool. But I see.
Those were.
And way back, you know.
Pima. Yoke ox.
Yeah. Yoke ox. Man, big high ladder with a big old long whip. Hey, John. Hey.
Hit him with a whip.
He had a whip. Swing it like that. If he didn't go right, he'd pop it off. Bow! He. Oh, John, he kept on with his jaw and a tongue. What's the old word called? We know how to call him. He had his ear, you know.
Yeah.
Call him by his ear. Take it out there with it.
How'd you call your horses?
What, the horses? They didn't think you were going to David. I had a mare called, I used to call her Bessie.
Yeah.
A big crib there I had. I bought her the tool. Bought her the tool for Donson's girl. I worked for the stylist with her. So I said, you see, you know where them horses? I said, yeah, they're still sort of cheap, you know. Bought from Indiana. So I said, well, I said, oh, boss, so he had a boy. But I used to, really, I must have said, really, he was like that. He used to go pat him, real big, fat, real car boy. He said, what you say, go for so-and-so and so. And finally, the old man died, the old lady died, sister died. And I believe it, one or two boys of them died in the family. Yeah, one of his brothers, he died. He got up there in Mississippi somewhere. Well, Nancy said, Goofy, I said, how you gonna make it? I said, so he went to the city, he got him a job running a streetcar. He got to be some kind of boss over the streetcar. He had all his child, all the babies work on him. He was a boss over there. So he come see me. He come and see me. He said, go find out if he was sick. I said, yeah, he said, I'll go see how you're feeling. I said, I'm feeling all right. I talk to him, you know, with me. So he said, I'm going to go back. He said, but I ain't been too close. I said, I'm kind of sick. I said, yeah? He said, yeah. So he said, I've been taking treatment. He said, I'm doing pretty good. So he went back, a couple more, I want to say a word, but a year or more, he come back again. I said, how you doing? He said, so his nephew, boy, his nephew, he lived down there, big old fat boy. He said, come for who that is? I said, who that is? Can you take out the door? He said, I talked to this man. I said, yeah, that's a little big fat nurse. He said, sure is. So he shook hands with me, laughed, come in and shook hands with the old lady. She was in the bed. So he gave me $2. He said, yo, give me $2. Give it a, I said, well, Lisa, I said, how you doing? I'm pretty well ready, so I'm going back. So he went back and he died. Went back to the city. He died after that. Well, then he died. Then his other brother died. Nick Ford's brother was too. He died. Then after he died, then we see who else died. Somebody else died in the family. But after this died, it's just a little wound, he got a wound living it out. He's dark and he's blind. That's his oldest boy, Mr. Louis Blanc. He was a love, he was a big sheriff in that town, Donaldsonville. So he